It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
If you're one of those people who's been listening to our daily focus for today, all about worship, well, today's no different. It's day four. It's a Thursday, the 26th of October, and we are still talking about worship. And for today, we'll be talking about, quite frankly, worship music. And Pastor Emerson joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Emerson, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, moderator. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, Pastor.
I can get you. How are you?
I'm all right, Pastor. I think there's a bit of a noise in the background there. Anyway, we're still talking about music. The importance of music in worship is a widely recognized and deeply ingrained aspect of many religious and spiritual traditions, I do believe, in my church as well. How does that influence church worship? Anyway, Mufundis.
Thank you so much, moderator. Confirm I'm audible.
There's a big noise in the background. It's competing with your audibility. We can hear you. It's just that the sound and the noise in the background is just competing with you. Might be. Yeah.
All right.
Do you want?
Am I audible now?
Yeah. Continue, Mfunis. Let's hope that you will be audible enough. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Today we are looking at music, isn't it?
That is correct, Mfunis. That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much. When we look at music as a church, as a religion, we need to understand that the people of God ought to sing. Now, the role of music in worship stands out to be so biblical. Now, this can be traced in the book of Exodus, chapter number 15, in the book of First Chronicles, chapter number 6 through 31 to 32, somewhere there. After the escaping of the Egyptians and crossing the Red Sea, the people of Israel sang a song of the Lord. Now, music was part of the Israel form of worship in both the temple and the tabernacle. Now, this in its essence, it drives me clearly to come to the book of Psalm, where we find a good testimony of praise, lamenting, pain, and so on. But what stands out is that in times of sorrow, people praised God through music. Now, even in worship stands out to be so very categorical and so important in our lives. Even Paul instructed the Colossians that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts, to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. This, in its context, gives me the idea that music becomes so important in the context of worship. Thank you, moderator.
I don't know, please allow me to drop your line and try and call you back again, because not only is the noise in the background competing with you, now the line is cracking as you speak. Allow me to drop that line and I'll call you just now, Mfunis. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you. Please, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Mfundis. We're in conversation with Pastor Emerson, trying to understand the role of music in worship, and we're still trying to get back to the pastor because we were talking to him and his line deteriorated there. Pastor Emerson, can you hear me?
I can get you clearly.
Okay, let's try the next one. Do we need music to enjoy worship, Pastor?
Thank you. Yes, the answer is yes, we need music to enjoy. Yes, we need music to enjoy. Music and songs continue to play a vital role in the life of a Christian, in the life of every child of God. Now, singing
is a ministry. Rather, music itself is a ministry that belongs to all the people of God. Now, the congregation itself must have music. Every church must have a music. The role of music is to make sure that the people go hand in hand to enjoy when they worship their God, congregational singing, while they actively engage in worship, in prayer. It is important to get that particular kind of a zeal because you're worshiping your God. Imagine after having a very tiresome day, after having a very cruel week, then you just go to worship your God and you play those songs, definitely, especially in a church setup. I'm going to tell you that indeed music must be enjoyed, and hence not only enjoy, because music is biblical. All of us should be able to enjoy at any particular given time. Thank you.
So where can we see the role of music in worship when reading the scriptures?
All right. When we read in the book of Psalm, chapter number 27, reading on verse number 6, I think we find something there to look at even as we go further. That the psalmist says, "And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with a shout of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." Now, verses six says, to praise God through music, it is important. And now, in Psalm chapter number 150, gives us an idea that praise him with a trumpet of a sound, praise him with the harps and lyre. Now, in a biblical example, I can see it in the book of Exodus, chapter number 15, verses 1, where Moses and the children of Israel, who sang the songs of the Lord, and they spoke, saying, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphant," or "he has triumphed gloriously." Now, when you look at this, Miriam is seen in the picture there. She led the women in a song and in a dance. That praise and that response, that's where we see it in the biblical context there. Now, furthermore, we see King David, noted as a man after God's own heart. Continuously, David worshiped God in songs. Not only that, music itself, King David had a special devotion and desire towards musical worship. So, biblically, we see it that it plays a vital role. When the children of Israel have triumphant, they've come triumphant, across the Red Sea, they sang a song of victory. And that itself, it gives you and I think that is zeal, that I think music still plays a vital role in our day-to-day lives. Now, even when you go to the, peradventure, let me just dive a little bit to the Levitical worship. God commanded and established worship within Israel. He intentionally made a way for the tribe of Levi to become priests and ministers. And now, we need to understand that worship itself through music becomes vital there. Now, as I end on this particular one, let me just bring something here. Musical worship also speaks greatly about some truths that we ought to believe. It helps us remember and recall the many truths about God. And that is why today, even in our guidelines of music that have been enshrined, is it in the church manual? It is clear that the music should be spiritually nourished. It should nourish your spirit. When you listen to music, I think it should change you, your perspective, the way you look at things. So that is how the music has a very bigger role, moderator, in our lives and to everyone. Thank you.
Let's talk about the issue of unity. How does worship and music foster unity when fellowshipping as a church or as a community?
All right, thank you. I'm coming from a background of music. And the one thing that I got to learn is that music has the power to bring people together. That is number one. It also creates a sense of unity. Not only that, it is a way for believers to come together and lift up in voices to praise the Lord. Now, when they praise the Lord, when they come together, trust me, there is unity. When even other people listen to the songs that you are singing outside there, others come to listen, say, okay, let me come to listen to song. I heard you, I think, in your preamble, you mentioned about the Rudo a cappella, that there was a song that was playing there on your station. And I think these guys, musical a cappella, they are conducting their album launch on 4th November, if I'm not mistaken, on 5th November. And the issue is that people are going to flock the Blessing Center to just listen to music. So music itself, it brings people together. It unites individuals. Just like the way people believe when we talk about football, say, no, football brings people together. Music itself, it brings people together. Apart from impacting individuals, music possesses the power to draw an entire congregation closer to God even than ever before. Thank you.
Yeah, I was curious on the how. How does it do that? I appreciate that it does that. I was hoping you'd explain how it does that, Mfundis.
Okay. So the question is, how does music unify worship or the church itself?
Yeah, how does worship in music foster unity when fellowshipping as a community or as a church?
All right. Maybe I should answer it in this way. One of the facets to look at on how music fosters unity is the music itself. What is embedded in that particular song that is sung? What kind of music are we talking about? Now, when I talk about the Adventism music, so to say, there's such a word. The music that we listen to in our church, it does not only bring people closer to God, but it reminds them that I think there's no other way where we can praise the Lord by only music can even connect us to God. I don't know if at all I've answered you, moderator, that one.
That's fine, Mfundis. So the final question, and I'll let you go. Can music aid in prayer during worship?
Oh yes. The purpose of music during prayer is to act as a guide, leading you to a state of heightened spiritual awareness. Now, listen attentively to the music, allow it to steer your thoughts and feelings, and let it frame your conversation with God. So, in a nutshell, I can say, yes, it is important to aid the music when you're in a prayer session. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundis. That helps a lot. Thank you very much. Please offer a word of prayer before we part ways, Mfundis.
Thank you. Shall we just speak a word in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for yet another day. Looking up to worship, looking at music, we ask and pray that whatever that has been shared, Lord, it shall find room to your children. Heavenly Father, bless our moderator and the entire SID media team, that together, Heavenly Father, we can utilize this platform to inform, educate, and even entertain through the gospel music that is offered, the one that is approved according to biblical terms. Bless all of us and bless our families in the name of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Pastor Emerson, we really appreciate your time. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundis.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.